Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Great to be here. It is a short week, so what that means is, no, we're not putting our feet up. We're leaning into it. We've got a lot to get done in the next 3 days. I've got a best of coming up on Thursday, a guest host coming up on Friday, so I've got to get it all done between now and the end of Wednesday. So let's get it. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. A tremendous World Cup Monday to you. No, I'm not going to lead with that. I could. I should. I won't. Team USA getting underway in about 2 hours. And World Cup action already underway. However, you know me. I'm going to hit you with some NFL. Lots of NFL off the top. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Toll free. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, I would love to see that. Yeah, I know Twitter is whack. Crazy things going on with Twitter. We're still using it, though, for your reaction. And I'll post. I still use the platform. Hit me up at Jim Rome. Or email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So on this Monday, I've got two interviews. We've been doing that for the last several months now. Jim Trotter will help us break down the weekend in the NFL. He comes up at 9:40. Again, these are Pacific times. Jim Trotter, reporter for NFL Media at 9:40. Coming up in hour number two. Yes, we had him on a few weeks back, but when you have the win that South Carolina had over Tennessee, I can certainly justify, and I'm enthusiastic about bringing Shane Beamer back. Wild game. Beatdown. Shane Beamer. So not only did South Carolina take it to Tennessee, but they've got Clemson coming up this weekend. So we will have that for you, too. That's coming up at 10:20. Third hour is wide open. Only thing scheduled is the ATP and hopefully a lot of you. So what are you doing with this week? Are you working this week? Is it a normal week for the first 3 days? Get up in here. Phone lines are wide open. I've got a gigantic NFL recap for you, but I would love to hear from you. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. All right. Just because something is incredibly obvious does not mean that it still can't be amazing and incredible. Case in point, the last TD of the day yesterday, which of course was the least surprising TD of the day yesterday, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't still epic. Never mind that everybody in the world knew exactly what was going to happen. That still does not make it any less electric. What am I talking about? Kansas City getting the ball back in SoFi last night, down 4 with a minute 46 left to play. I think you already have all the information necessary to know exactly what happened next.
Mahomes takes the low snap, drops back to pass, throws to his left. He has Kelce inside the 10, the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Kelce, 17 yards. He's over 100 for the game, and the Chiefs retake the lead, 29-27.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Anybody but Kelce. We said it multiple times. Anybody but Kelce.
Yeah. That's Westwood One. That's my guy, Ross Tucker. I agree with Ross. Anybody but Kelce. But then again, what can you do about Kelce? When Patrick Mahomes says that Kelce is the greatest tight end ever, he might be right. I joke a lot of times during the weekend when the big head and I are going back and forth on our picks and what we're seeing. I often say to him, Travis Kelce is like the best football player I've ever seen. Never mind best tight end in the game today. Never mind best tight end ever. Like, best football player ever. Guy's incredible. However, he does have Patrick Mahomes throwing him the ball. And just because it's automatic does not mean that it's not compelling. Does not mean that it's boring. It just means that it's automatic. Because that's not just another clutch win in the division. It's automatic. You want me to define automatic? I can define automatic by saying that's 25 straight wins in the months. Hey, Alvin, can I get a Mahomes? Please?
Mahomes?
Thank you. I would define automatic as saying that's 25 straight wins in the months of November and December for Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Mahomes?
Even thank you. Thank you, Alvin, very much. Even more absurd, this dude has never lost a road game in the division. I just said that. He's never lost a road game in the division ever. Last night made it 14-0 on the road in the AFC West. And I would say it pretty much wrapped up the AFC West. Remember all that talk in the preseason about how that was the best division in football, the best division ever, that there was going to be a changing of the guard, that Kansas City was not going to be what Kansas City was because they no longer had Tyreek Hill. Remember all that talk? Yeah, well, apparently they've already wrapped up that division by week 11. And I'd even go as far as to say he's pretty much wrapped up the MVP award by week 11. You know, the MVP award that we gave to Josh Allen and said that he had wrapped up by like week 7. So what you have is the best quarterback on the planet, Patrick Mahomes. Still the best quarterback in the league. Maybe the best player in the league. Well, that's kind of a contradiction, right? I did just call Travis Kelce the best player I've ever seen. Either way, they're badass. And nothing's changed.
For more, anybody but Kelce,
except what are you going to do about Kelce? Ross is never wrong. But what are you going to do about Kelce? Obviously, they had nothing they could do about Kelce. Even Derwin James couldn't make that play when he had to. Because Kelce. So if we're talking about the best quarterback on the planet, let's move along. I'm not sure that it's fair to actually call Zach Wilson the worst quarterback on the planet. But it is fair to say that Zach is doing almost everything in his power to rip that crown and to earn that distinction. I mean, the Jets. I so badly want to be with these guys. I really do. But they were so overdue to jet. You know they wanted to jet so badly. And what a perfect game to absolutely jet the hell out. On the road against the Hood Man. A win puts them in first place. A loss drops them back into the AFC East basement. So basically, if there ever was a perfect time for the Jets to jet, this was it. And they did so right on freaking cue.
From the 16-yard line, Marcus Jones. Got a block from Spooler. Here he goes. He's going to try to beat the putter. He does. He's gone. And that is a touchdown.
Are you kidding me, Kevin? The way this game has gone, and that's how this thing's going to finish?
Yes. I mean, holy crap. J-E-T-S. Choke. 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 26 seconds left. And they let a rookie, albeit an electric rookie, but a rookie return the first punt for a TD in the NFL this season. Nobody had returned a punt for a TD this season in the entire league. But the Jets just allowed that. And that gives the Hood Man his 14th straight win against NYJ. The Jets jetted the hell out of that game. But only after Zach zacked the hell out of that game. Because of all the terrible Zach Wilson performances over the past two seasons, this one absolutely was the worst. And it comes right after he talks all that crap about nobody outside the building knowing anything at all. He went and turned in one of the worst offensive performances ever. Not one of his worst. Actually, that was his worst, but I'm talking about one of the overall worst performances ever. Hey, Zach, maybe none of us know anything outside that building, but we know enough to know that right now you suck. We know that. The Jets gained, and I know. I'm the one who said saying something sucks is not a take. But you know what? The older I get, the more I see things, the more I think that every once in a while it is. Look at these numbers. The Jets gained 103 total yards. I mean, for the entire game. Not 103 rushing yards. Not even 103 passing yards. 103 total yards for the game. And it's actually so much worse than that. They punted 10 times and only got 6 first downs. They had 4 more punts than first downs. They only gained 2 yards of total offense in the entire second half. They never crossed midfield. They never even crossed their own 37 in the entire second half. Zach Wilson finished the game with 77 yards passing, which is pathetic. But he had minus 21 net yards passing in the second half, which seems impossible, even for him.
That's impossible.
Dude did not make one single play. He could barely complete one single ball. So the least you could do, the least that he could do after a disaster like that and running his mouth prior to that, is step to the podium, lead from the front, and own it, because we all saw it. And of course, he did the exact opposite of that.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. Of course you let the defense down. You let the defense down. You let the special teams down. You let your coaches down. You let your teammates down. You let your fans down. You let your friends down. You let your family down. You let pretty much everybody who you've ever met or talked to down. You let everybody down. What do you mean you didn't let the defense down? This dude's incredible. But according to Zach, it just wasn't his fault. It was the wind.
No, it was the same. I mean, I think you got to put into account it's windy as hell out there too, guys. You know, you know, there's times where you can't just completely try and take these shots down the field. I mean, you can see how much it's moving out there. So, you know, we were trying to establish a run game. You know, same with what the Patriots were trying to do as well. You know, they're not out there chucking, you know, 30, 40 yard throws down the field either.
My man, I would put that gasoline can away. I'd put that can of kerosene away. Quote, it was windy as hell, guys. Come on. Like, get a clue, y'all. Do any of you outside this building know anything at all? I don't think you need to all be weather people to understand it's windy as hell. What, do I gotta drop wind chimes on you all for you to realize how windy it is? You can't lick your finger and hold it up in the air? Did you not feel the wind? Come on, guys. Windy as hell. I don't know. Mac Jones might not have been throwing it or chucking it all over the yard. But you know what dude did do? He completed 23 of 27 passes for 246 yards. Wilson, 9 of 22. The Jets punted more times than they completed passes in a game. No one's asking for 70-yard laser shots. Just get a first down. Complete a pass, score a TD, and most of all, when you play as badly as you did, and you're the number 2 pick overall, and all eyes are on you, own it when it all goes to hell. Do you remember 2 weeks ago when Josh Allen took total responsibility for losing to this Jets team?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to win in this league. You're playing a good team, and you're quarterback plays like made some bad decisions tonight, really cost our team.
Hey, Zach, that's what a leader sounds like. You sound like a crybaby on the middle school playground. My man, you better get your bleep together fast. Because this dude, through his first 20 games, has 15 fewer TDs than Sam Darnold. Is there a Jets fan anywhere who would say that Darnold was not a disaster? And this guy's got 15 fewer TDs than Darnold did through the same 20 games. This dude is making Darnold look generational. I mean, yeah, I know, clones. I know. The best thing that Zach Wilson has done as a pro is hunt Coug. Yeah, that's fine. But I would say it's about the only thing he's done as a pro. And I'll tell you what, here's the thing. Pretty soon, it's not going to be just the New York media that's done with this dude. It's going to be New York teammates, too. Already, there's speculation that there's some frustration in that locker room that this guy's walking around like he's got nothing to do with it. Like it's not his fault. Like he's not part of the problem. In fact, it already sounds like part of that locker room is less than thrilled with him. Check out Garrett Wilson. Check out this rookie saying, the rookie now, saying what actually needed to be said.
How many total yards we had?
A little over 100.
Yeah, it's not going to fly. So,
He said, how many yards? How many yards? Media said, just over 100. And he said, yeah, quote, this bleep's not going to fly.
Yeah, it's not going to fly. So.
Like, I'm not saying that owning it makes it all right. But I am saying that Zach Wilson not owning any of it makes it all wrong. He should have gotten up there and said, this bleep's not going to fly. It's on me. I'm going to get better. Fast. I mean, that's all there is to say. This bleep's not going to fly. So I'm not sure why it's so hard for Zach Wilson to actually say that. Jets, man. The Jets. They took a hell of a route to get there, but they're right back in last place, and they still do not have a quarterback. Same as they ever were. As long as their defense can show up every single week and pitch shutouts, and they may have to, they've got a shot. You know what Zach sounds like? He sounds like the NFL version of my guy Larry Robinson was clowning back in the day.
I can't get my 60 goals.
I can't get my passes complete.
How am I going to get my 60 goals?
Yeah, how am I going to complete my passes?
Jeez, I'm getting touched.
Jeez, it's the wind.
Welcome to the friggin' National Hockey League.
Welcome to the freaking National Football League. You know what he sounds like? Like what Larry said. We got a few whining babies in this league.
We got a few whining little babies in this league that don't want to get touched.
Oh, I don't want to get touched. Has anybody ever had an F-bomb come out of his mouth only to pull it back in before it was too late? Alvy, one more time.
We got a few whining little babies in this league
Incredible.
That don't want to get touched.
One of the all-time NHL greats. We have a few...
We got a few whining little babies in this
whining
league.
Babies in this league. All right, so I spent an inordinate amount of time on the J-E-T-S. Choke, choke, chokes. In the opening segment. Yeah, I don't know, Zach. That's why I said last week that game became even more compelling to me. If you're going to say what you're going to say before you go to Foxborough, I don't know, maybe check the weather. Maybe check the head coach. Maybe check their defense. Maybe check all these things before you push out there that nobody outside the building knows anything at all. I don't know. Maybe. But you didn't. And now you look so much worse. And that's a bad loss. And now you're in danger of losing your job and that locker room. Not a good place to be, my man. 1-800-636-8686. I've got so much more to get to, including the Vikings? The hell happened to them? Dallas rebounds. Puts that beat down on the Vikes. So, are the Vikes a Super Bowl, a legitimate Super Bowl contender or not? We'll get into that. Eagles did what they had to do. Buffalo did what it had to do. Commanders. Pretty interesting. There's just a ton of NFL. How about the Broncos? Broncos v. Raiders. The Broncos v. Raiders was the NFL equivalent of the jungle hack-off. Worst of the worst getting after it. Who's going to win? We'll get into that. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I didn't think I'd be saying this. How about Maniac Dan and the Lions? Yes, I got sucked in by the G-men. Yes, I knew that it would come back and bite them in the ass soon enough, that they were living extremely dangerously. But I thought they were safe against the Lions. How wrong I was. Wild weekend of college football, which I want to get to as well. What do you say you step it up, get on the phone,
step your game
hit me up, make a phone call. It's a holiday week. It's a short week. We've got 3 days together. I would love to hear from you. 1-800-636-8686. Small business owners, do you want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you may have made during the pandemic. You might even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continued to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to find out if you qualify or not. It really is that simple. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is only 30 days. CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're that knowledgeable and efficient. And with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way. To take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit, or if you have any specific ERC questions, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. Listen, you're on the clock. Call 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Dell Technologies Black Friday event has arrived with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start right now with up to 50% off select performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Do not forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL. All right, so I did not get to your reaction in the opening segment. In fact, I didn't get to nearly everything I wanted to get to in the opening segment. Jim Trotter is coming up in about 15 minutes. Mark in Hollywood is the first one through on this Monday. He writes, Zach Wilson does suck, Jim, but that's what I get for dating young. Signed, Zach's mom's cougar friend. That's what you get when you don't play well. Lots of tweets like that and emails like that. John Worster is in. Quote, hey, Rome, the Jets would have won if they played a QB like Joe Flacco. Signed, Joe Flacco.
Hey, if he breaks it, if he busts this for some reason, tackle him.
Hey, listen, old man Flacco gives them a much better chance of winning week to week than Zach Wilson does. Hey, Jim, you're being really harsh on me. My pregame meal didn't have the crust cut off my sandwich. My mom's friend forgot, so blame her. Yours, Zach Wilson. Ian in Chicago.
It's windy as hell out there too, guys. You know,
I mean, like, guys, wake the hell up. You're out here, right? It's windy as hell out here, guys. That's what you're going with, dude. Before an extremely critical game against the Pats in division. Come on, guys. It's windy as hell out here. Dude, you're going to regret saying that. I know you don't regret anything, but you're going to regret saying that. Was it cloudy too, dude? Was there fog and mist that you were dealing with as well? I mean, guys, dryness. Guys, I had to break out chapstick. Come on, guys. I had to wear a sweater inside the locker room for a while. Come on, guys. I went with the heat seaters. Come on, guys. What, you don't have heat? You don't have seats to heat up in your cars? Come on, guys, obviously. Guys, you see these? What are these? Hands, right? What are on these hands? Mittens, exactly. Come on, guys. Guys, what do you call these two things? Lips, right? They're chapped, You know what I had to do to those lips? Apply chapstick. Come on, guys. The hell kind of questioning is this? Dudes, hello? Maybe you can't see because I'm wearing a helmet, but underneath that helmet, you know what I'm missing? Earmuffs. Mom didn't pack them. Come on, guys. My ears get cold. Hey, is there a thermostat in here? This presser is actually pretty cold. Can somebody turn this thing up, please? Hey, what's a guy got to do to get a Capri Sun? Hey, can somebody jam that straw into that bag for me? Come on, man. Can't somebody roll one of those heat lamps from the restaurant into this room? Hey, how is it that we can have these heated benches on the sideline, but not here when I've got to talk to you dopes who don't even know that it's windy outside? Come on, man. Hey, by the way, am I really going to have to sit here and drink this cold water? Is there any hot cider or hot cocoa around here?
It's windy as hell out there too, guys.
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. Anybody? Rollmaster, how about those Jets? If you're going to talk smack, you better back it up. Wilson, 77 passing yards. That's not even 20 yards per quarter. Wilson might want to back off on the smack and collecting granny panties from mom's friends in practice. Ron in Colorado. Here to me is the biggest takeaway. Easy for you. Easy for me, easy for any anonymous egg, any message boarder. You know, to his point, anybody outside that building who doesn't know anything about anything to crack this guy. Easy. And in fact, doesn't really matter, right? Except it does matter if the people who do know the ones inside that building have a problem with it, and apparently they're starting to. And how could they not? I'm not inside that building. How do you know, Rome? You're not there. I don't need to be there. I don't need to be inside that building to know if a guy plays that badly and then walks around and owns none of it and acts like none of it had anything to do with him, that guys inside that building, maybe not every one of them, but guys inside that building will have an issue with it. Are you going to tell me that defense, which is lights out, does not have an issue with the offense? Come on. You know, and that's when Robert Saleh, I'm sure, will stand up and say, hey, nobody's dividing us. Only we know. And he should. That's his job. But how can you tell me that defense does not have an issue? Not only does not have an issue with the offense not doing its job or pulling its weight, but in ignoring that there are issues. Wilson said it. Garrett, this bleep's not going to fly.
Yeah, it's not going to fly.
You got a rookie who knows it. A rookie who said it. Jay Pep, quote, I see A-Rod heading to the Jets just like the gunslinger did back in the day. Interesting. What about the old gunslinger? You wonder what Aaron Rodgers will do after this year. Will he be good? Would he have had enough? Would he call it a day? Will he try to get out of there and get to a better situation? And one more. At Linear Messenger tweets, the Cougar Hunters' excuse of windy is as bad as Rex Grossman blaming New Year's Eve for his bad play.
It's windy as hell out there too, guys.
Like, wake the hell up, man. It's windy as hell out there, guys. All right, when we come back, got Jim Trotter scheduled to join us. Next hour, Shane Beamer. As I said, we normally do not bring somebody back as quickly as I'm bringing him back. But they had a day. They had one of the best days in the history of that program. And they've got another huge opportunity this weekend against Clemson. So Shane Beamer will come back next hour. Right.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Once again, coming up next hour, Shane Beamer, South Carolina head football coach, will be joining us. Third hour is wide open, but as promised, welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. We're joined right now by a good friend of the program. He is a reporter for NFL Media. He is a Hall of Fame voter, an adjunct professor at San Diego State School of Journalism, author of Junior Seau, The Life and Death of a Football Icon, another wild NFL weekend. So we're joined right now by Jim Trotter to break it down. Jim, good to have you back. How are you?
Romy, doing well. How you doing?
Good, dude, good. Thanks so much for joining us. Jim, why don't we start with the end of the NFL weekend. Patrick Mahomes doing what Patrick Mahomes does, especially to the Chargers, driving a stake right through their heart again, Jim. I mean, do you have any issue with how the Chargers approach that KC TD drive, or is Patrick just too good?
He's just too good. You know what's funny is I didn't have to travel this weekend, so I'm on the couch watching the game, and when the Chargers scored with a minute plus left, my wife says to me, oh, this game's over. And I said, you do know who's on the other sideline, right? She goes, nah, this game's over. I said, you know what he did in 13 seconds in the playoffs last year, right? And so
she was right. Jim, she was right. The game was over. It was just for the other guy.
Exactly. So when they scored the touchdown, I said, you know, having been married for a long time, Romy, I knew better than to rub it in. I wasn't going to say, see, I told you so. So I just said, you see what just happened there? So, no, it's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, and he and Travis Kelce have one of, I think, the most special relationships in terms of a quarterback-receiver combination in NFL history. And Travis Kelce just gets better and better every year. And, you know, part of that is due to him, but part of that is due to playing with a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. And it's just in those situations where play has to be made and everybody knows where the ball is going to go, they still find a way to get it done, and it's just special to watch.
I agree with you. I think the relationship, Jim, is absolutely amazing. I could stay on that topic for an entire hour, but I want to keep moving. Jim Trotter is my guest. So, Jim, I personally love the Miami Dolphins. They look to me like a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Am I getting ahead of myself here?
No. It's funny. I just wrote about that this morning, you know, talking about three things I think I know and three things I know I know. And I believe that the Miami Dolphins are good enough to make a Super Bowl run. The issue here, Romy, as you know, it's no secret. Too many people want to view Tua Tagovailoa through the prism of his previous two seasons. And I just think that when you get a creative play caller and somebody who thinks outside the box like Mike McDaniel, and you put him with a guy like Tua who's very cerebral, very smart, and feeds off of that sort of positive reinforcement, and then you give him playmakers on the outside like they have with Waddle and Tyreek Hill, I think we're seeing something special, you know, along to go with that defense, which is solid. So, you know, this is a team that there are only certain ways defensively that you can play them, because with that speed on the outside and their ability to make plays down the field and whatnot, there were a lot of people who thought Tua couldn't throw the deep ball, which is kind of funny to me. I think back to my days as a kid watching Joe Montana, and people say he didn't have arm strength. It didn't stop him from throwing the deep ball. There's a lot involved with that besides just arm talent. So I think they're legit. I think that anyone who sleeps on them is going to wake up wondering what happened.
Jim Trotter is joining us. What a great comparison to Joe Montana. I mean, in the sense that you're right. People thought that he could not throw the deep ball, and then he could throw the deep ball. Jim, I really want to love the Jets. Like, I love their defense. I really like Robert Saleh a lot. But they could not have looked any worse than they did offensively yesterday. Have you seen anything from Zach Wilson that makes you think that he's going to be a good NFL quarterback, much less the franchise player they thought they were getting when they selected him second overall?
No. And it's funny, I saw something on social media this morning that compared his first 20 games to the first 20 games of Jamarcus Russell, and the numbers are almost identical. But beyond the physical and the statistics that we see, the thing that really concerns me about Zach Wilson is the lack of leadership. The way he handled that press conference after the game yesterday, not accepting accountability in terms of how poorly he played and the offense played, and then kind of barking back at his receivers who had expressed some frustrations about things, tells me that he's got a lot of making up to do in that locker room, and I don't know if you do it in 1 week. So besides all the other things that are tangible in terms of breaking down his performance, seeing his statistics and all of that, a quarterback has to be respected in the locker room. And I'm not so sure, based on what we're starting to hear out of that locker room and the way it went down after that game last night, that Zach Wilson is actually respected in that locker room. He's got a lot of fences to mend here. And again, I don't know that you do that in 1 week, and I don't know that you do that in half a season. He's a guy that I'm not, at least me personally, I am not sold on at all.
Jim, I think you make all extremely valid points, but even more so if the guy doesn't get it, right? It's one thing to understand
exactly.
That, hey, man, I got a real problem here. I got to make it right with these guys. And even then, that's not an easy thing to do, to your point. But what if you think, I mean, he does not carry himself like he thinks it's his fault. And then if you don't know that, then there's no way you're going to fix it.
No, and that's the thing, because what are quarterbacks taught from a very young age if they're coached well, Romy? They're taught that you always fall on the sword. You know, it's always about you. It's not about your teammates in terms of when there is a bad performance or a loss. You put it on your shoulders. He refuses to do that, which is mind-boggling to me when you think about the way that he has performed this year. I mean, look, Joe Flacco in those three starts to start the year had performed better than Zach Wilson has at this point. And I would say this to you, and I believe this truly. The Jets are in a win-now mode. That defense is good enough to win and get to the playoffs and at least be competitive there now. I would seriously consider changing quarterbacks at this point because, you know, when you start putting one player ahead of the entire team, the players know that. And then as a coach, you start to lose credibility with your players. So if you have a quarterback, a young quarterback who's refusing to accept accountability, who lacks self-awareness, who is not making plays on the field, and you at least have a veteran who has been through it and at least knows what it takes to get there, and I'm not saying that he is any way resembling what he once was, I make the change. And that's just how I feel at this point. I don't think they can wait on Zach Wilson if we're talking about this season itself. I think you got to make the move now. Robert Saleh do it? I don't know.
I do not disagree with that logic at all. Jim Trotter is joining us. He's not acting like a QB1 franchise type quarterback.
No.
He's acting like a spoiled, entitled brat. That's how the guy's acting. Jim Trotter is joining us. So, Jim, you had the Eagles before the season going to the Super Bowl. They're still in a great spot. They had a loss. They had to grind out a tough come from behind win. Do you have any concerns at all about the way they've played the last 2 weeks?
No, actually, I thought yesterday was a confirmation of who I thought they were. Look, every team is going to have one of those games where it just doesn't play well, right? And the question is, how do you respond to it? And things did not look well for the Eagles yesterday when you talk about the fact that they're coming off their first loss of the season. They're on the road against a team that has a little bit of buzz after winning that first game with Jeff Saturday as interim head coach. They're on the road, hostile environment, all of those things. And they're down by 10 going into the fourth quarter and just don't look good at all offensively. And what happens? Their young quarterback puts it on his shoulder and never panics, never looks flustered, and says, you know what, we're going to be all right. And what's he start doing? Designed runs, some scrambles, making pinpoint passes, and they go down and they win the game. So for me, that was a real testament to who the Eagles really are. And I'm not, you know, one thing I've learned over the years, Rome, is like you stick to what you – there's a reason you made a prediction in the preseason, so you stick to it. It's a long ride during a regular season, and I still believe that the Eagles are going to be right there at the end in terms of being in the hunt for the Super Bowl and representing the NFC.
Jim Trotter joining us. Let me ask you this before you go, Jim. Despite the rather abhorrent owner and toxic work culture, incredibly, I can't even believe I'm going to ask you this, incredibly, is there a better story in the NFL right now than the Commanders?
No, not to me. I mean, when you figure they started 1-4, when you figure they made the trade to get Carson Wentz and believed he was their guy, when you have an owner who, you know, by all of his actions and things that have been done in the past, it just could have been an avalanche over this team and just derailed it for the season. And yet Ron Rivera has kept this group together. And now they've won 5 of 6. They have a quarterback in Taylor Heineke whose spirit and personality and competitiveness everyone seems to be feeding off of. Their defensive line with a lot of high draft picks is playing well. And now you're going to get Chase Young back, who was one of the dominant young players before he got injured. It's just a great story of perseverance, of resilience. And we know that Ron Rivera lost his mother recently. So you throw that into the mix. You have Brian Robinson being shot, you know, before the season and coming back from that. There are just so many storylines to this franchise this year. But ultimately, it's what they're doing on the field, having overcome all of these things to be now at least in a position to try and make a run to get into the playoffs. Just a great story.
He is a reporter for NFL Media, a Hall of Fame voter, a professor at San Diego State School of Journalism, and the author of Junior Seau, The Life and Death of a Football Icon, and a good friend of the program. He is Jim Trotter. Jim, thanks a million. Really good to have you on. I always appreciate the time and the relationship.
Romy, always appreciate it, man. You have a good one.
You too. Jim Trotter joining us. And I thought, obviously, again, always, his insight, information's great. And as good as that was, there was so much more we could still get to. Your thoughts on anything you just heard? He said, I'm telling you, the Jets are good enough and still in this thing that you have to consider changing out the quarterback. I don't disagree with that at all. At this point, even at 37, 38, Flacco, I think he does give them a better chance of winning right now than Zach Wilson. And to this whole notion that Wilson could be losing the locker room already, I mean, clearly. And even more so if you're not owning it. One thing to own it and not be able to fix it. It's going to be tough enough to fix even if you own it. But the fact that you're not owning it makes it so much worse. And I agree with Jim. From day one, if you're a quarterback, it's always your fault when things don't go well. Whether or not it's your fault, you say it's your fault. Where did Zach Wilson not learn that? How did that lesson escape him when that's the first thing they tell young quarterbacks? It is your fault. Even if it's not your fault, it's your fault. When we come back, I've got more thoughts at the top of hour number two about the NFL. Big college football weekend. Shane Beamer coming up at 10:20. Stay tuned.